Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As our cases continue to rise every day, netizens have taken to social media to air out their frustrations and to question authorities about the current pandemic. In response to a recent tweet questioning the Ministry of Health, MO, and their statistics regarding COVID-19 deaths in Malaysia, the MO has taken to their official Facebook page to clarify how they filter through COVID-19 deaths. In their post, the MO explained that there are actually two kinds of COVID-19 deaths: 1. When a patient dies from COVID-19, and 2. When a patient dies with COVID-19. The former type of death is what will be announced by the MO and is included in the national COVID-19 death statistics, while the latter will be included in the monitoring of COVID-19 involved death lists at the MO level only. This is because the virus itself did not cause the deaths of patients who died with COVID-19, it just means that the patients had the disease when they passed due to other causes. They also explained that the filtering process can be a lengthy one, as every death needs to be reviewed by specialists and experts, in order to ensure that the deaths being included in the statistics are truly caused by COVID-19. If, and only if, the deaths were caused by COVID-19 according to WHO guidelines, will they then be announced by Tan Sri DG Dr. Noor Hisham and will be included in the national COVID-19 death statistics. To illustrate their point further, the MO also provided three different scenarios where patients' deaths would not be included in the national statistics. Example 1. An accident broke out, someone dies from bleeding. The patient died due to the accident, but when filtered, they're found to be COVID-19 positive. Maybe the patient is just stage 1 COVID-19 that has no symptoms. The cause of his death was not caused by COVID-19 but was due to the accident instead. Example 2. The patient was admitted to the hospital due to COVID-19. They were treated in the hospital for a long time. But after several weeks, months in the hospital, they died from other innate germ infections or other health problems. So this patient is essentially not a death caused by COVID-19, although they were admitted to the hospital initially due to COVID-19. These cases will then be researched by specialists to determine the real cause of death. Example 3. A man enters the hospital and dies because of a heart attack. When filtered, it's found that he is COVID-19 positive. It is considered death caused by a heart attack, not death due to COVID-19. They finish up the post urging Malaysians to direct any questions or uncertainties they may have to the hospitals themselves or to make a complaint through the SISPAA website. It is important that your doubts are answered and you are not left confused so that it does not cause any unwanted speculation. On the 13th of January, a Facebook user expressed doubts and uncertainty after it was announced that there were 4 new deaths, totaling up to 559 deaths caused by COVID-19 in Malaysia. In truth, are there more deaths than what is being announced, or are we all at risk of being claimed by COVID deaths? But death management is the way COVID dies. Impossible that this death management method is all fun and games, it's impossible for them not to update. If so, it would have reached 1,000 deaths. We also have the right to know, he wrote in his post. Also read, video, doctor couldn't stop trembling while giving President Jokowi his COVID-19 vaccine. Source, The New York Times source, Nature source, The Conversation source, KEMENTERIANKESIHATAN Malaysia, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.